Shabbat before Pesach is called Shabbat HaGadol. The reason why it's called Shabbat HaGadol, Mepenei Nes HaGadol Shekarabo, because of the great miracle that took place on that day during the year of Yesiat Mitzrayim. It was the 10th day of Nisan, which that year happened to fall out on a Shabbat, and God told the Jewish people to take a seh, a sheep, and tie it to their bedposts. You have to keep in mind that the sheep was the Avodah Zarah of the Egyptians. And when the Egyptians saw us taking a sheep, they asked, what are you doing with that animal? And we answered them that we're taking it and we're going to sacrifice it to our God and we're going to eat from it. So the Egyptians logically should have rose against the Jewish people to kill them. This is blasphemy against their religion. Miraculously, God brought a disease to the Egyptians where they were all forced to go and relieve themselves in the bathroom. They weren't able to attack. They were too busy worrying about their own problems, and the Jews were saved. Now, different questions were asked on this halakha. Why do we commemorate it on the Shabbat before Pesach? Seemingly we should commemorate it on the day it happened. And the miracle was on the 10th of Nisan. So therefore we should commemorate the 10th of Nisan every year, whether it comes out on a Tuesday or a Thursday, whatever day it is, that should be the day we commemorate. Why do we commemorate on the Shabbat before Pesach? So someone explained that it was the fact that it was Shabbat that they believed us that we were really going to slaughter the animal, and just because it's Shabbat and they know the Jews don't slaughter, they're not doing it yet. But once already Sunday, Monday came, they said, ah, it's a bluff, they're not slaughtering it. So therefore it was on Shabbat that they truly believed that we were going to do it. And therefore the miracle was because of Shabbat. Once Sunday came along, they said, ah, if you were going to do it, you would have done it already. Ah, you're just bluffing us, you're not going to really do it. So already the miracle wore off. So since the miracle was because of Shabbat, so therefore we commemorate it on Shabbat. Others want to say that on the 10th of Nisan there was another miracle that happened to the Jewish people. It was the splitting of the Jordan River before we went into Eretz Israel. So therefore, not to get confused which miracle we're commemorating, so they put it on the Shabbat before Pesach. Hida writes that as a result of this, it's a custom on Shabbat HaGadol to greet each other with Shabbat HaGadol Shalom, instead of the customary Shabbat Shalom. We say Shabbat HaGadol Shalom, and we answer Shabbat HaGadol Shalom Umborach. It is the custom to have a derasha on Shabbat HaGadol, that the rabbi of the town speaks the laws of Pesach, says over some Devre Torah and the Haggadah in order to prepare the Kahal for the upcoming week of Pesach. That's what they call it, Shabbat HaGadol. Also, not only because of the miracle, but they say Shabbat Shel Gadol. It's the Shabbat of the Gadol, which is the great rabbi of the community, gives a derasha. Alav Shalom Acham Yaakov Katzin used to make derasha in Shaare Sion, always before Shabbat Gadol, a few hours before Mincha, he would give a derasha to the community following this custom. Also, the derasha is a little longer than normal. That's another reason why they call it Shabbat Gadol, which means it's a long Shabbat. It never ends because the Hakam gives a longer derasha than normal. And therefore we follow this minhag. Bezat Hashem and all the shuls tomorrow, there will be derashot. Ashkenazim even have a custom to read the Haggadah Shel Pesach on Shabbat HaGadol in order to prepare themselves, in order they should get fluent with the Haggadah they're going to read on Leil HaSeder. The Gaon Mevilna was against this minhag, because we say in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Yeah, call me Rosh Chodesh. Well, you think you're going to start? When do you want to read the Haggadah? From Rosh Chodesh? The Gemara answers, no. You only say the Haggadah when there's Matzah Maror in front of you. So the Gaon doesn't say it. But for us, it's enough to start reviewing Haggadah Shel Pesach. Not actually reading the text inside, but to start reviewing the primary parts in order to have what to say on the Seder.